know there are no style points in the standings, but did you just need to play as well as you played in that second half? I mean, beyond just winning the game, I mean, you were so sharp all around. Was that necessary just to play that good?
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking me.
I mean, you come out and win a game and not play as great as you wanted to play, but it looked like the second half you guys were firing on all cylinders.
Well, I think, you know, just like any game in football, there's definitely periods in a game you play very well, and there's always things that you want to improve on. So it's really the improvements are the plays that hopefully don't directly affect the outcome. So I think it's a normal flow of any game in the National Football League because it's so competitive. The room for error is minimal. And it's hard to win games. So, obviously, our production was very high in the second half. You know, we got the ball first in the second half and, you know, had the long drive. So, you know, but with that, too, the first half, it was, you know, if we don't kick a field goal and we convert on the fourth and one, maybe your question is different. So, but that, I think, once again, that's how football is. That's the game of football.
Mike, when you see some of those things that you haven't seen in past years, kind of taking points off the board at times, how much do you see the room to grow for this offense going forward?
What things off points off the board?
You can't get the foot in bounds in the end zone with Cobb and kicking the field goals at times when, you know, instead of touchdowns.
Well, I mean, that's once again, I think it falls right in line with this with the competitiveness of the National Football League. You have to do the little things. You have to get the foot down. You got to take care of the football. You can't turn it over. And obviously, 6 points for the other team. So our turnover ratio is unacceptable right now. That's clearly the outlier for us to improve on. But a lot of really good things last night and really a lot of things that we've been doing well all year. So I thought the energy and the intensity, particularly when I look at the coverage units, your run defense and how you run the football, particularly last night, just the way we had a pass protect in a 50-plus, you know, passing attempt game, that speaks volumes about the intensity, the cover, the pursuit and finish of your football team. So that's something we've been very consistent with all year.
Mike, I've heard you say for 11 years that every game's different, every plan for the opponent is different. But in general terms, is how you guys played last night with, you know, quick hit passes, a lot of emphasis on that. Is that how you have to play in the interim, at least until you figure out what you have in your running game?
Well, I mean, just every time you come in here, you know, the majority of the questions is about the health of your football team. So, I mean, that's really, you know, a key component of being successful in the NFL. And that's no different in my day. Spend too much time talking to the trainers, get way too many text messages from the trainers. Because it directly reflects how you plan and how you game plan. So, yes, I mean it's which drives, you know, how you're going to sort out your 46, the pressure you may put on the other side of the ball, you know, or the pressure they may put on us based on their injuries. So you know all that is put into a formula. You know, I have a general formula. You know, I have a, you know, basically a different equation for every game that I've ever called on trying to create opportunities for certain players. And so you try to hit those targets. Now, sometimes you hit them, sometimes you don't. Last week, you know, Randall Cobb was supposed to carry the ball 4 or 5 times in that game, Sunday against Dallas. I didn't get that done. So that's what I'm talking about. Last night, I wanted him to have 5 rushes in a game, and he had 5 rushes. So, I mean, just you try to create opportunities and have a vision to build a plan based off of your availability of your players week in and week out.
With the injury situation, is Steven Jackson going to be able to help here? Is that hand going to be a problem?
Yeah, too early to tell. They could not give me a projection for Atlanta yet.
You think you're going to need more of a tie back there? I mean, obviously, it's a full-time role in that backfield last night.
Well, yeah, just, you know, once again, I just look at the availability and production. He's been given two, you know, primary roles, Dallas and last night against the Bears, and he's delivered. So I thought he played excellent last night.
I think his vision, just between the tackles when you need to do that, I think that's where he ended up getting that 30-yard carry, too.
It was a draw play. I thought he did an excellent job. And, you know, once again, it's not as much about the ball carry as about the run blocking unit because, you know, when you're when you're setting, you know, your footwork and your targets and your aiming points for Eddie Lacy, as opposed to now here comes, you know, Don Jackson, and you can clearly see that on Don's run, he's playing way too fast. So, you know, as far as the court, you know, there's a reason why the running back takes, you know, a certain course. The levers of how the anatomical structure of each player is different, so that you have to really tailor their footwork. And that's the kind of details I'm talking about, whether you're blocking an inside zone or outside zone, because an inside zone blocking is totally different for Ty Montgomery as it is for Eddie Lacy, as it is for Don Jackson. So it's all those little things that you have to work through. And frankly, you know, you're not going to sit there and teach your offensive line that now they're going to know the nine personnel groups that you're using in the game. They got to know who the hell's the running back in the huddle, because, you know, so that's going to help them. So these are all the intricacies of the game of football. And once again, I stand up here and talk about fundamentals, the techniques and fundamentals, and, you know, it's just not a blanket statement. I mean, that's the specifics. That's why we work as much as we do, and that's why our players practice as much as they do, and it's those specifics which make you successful.
What do you think of Nile Davis coming in on 2 days' rest and what he gave you last night, and what's the process of building him into more?
I thought he did a very good job. And once again, it's just all the things that go on behind, you know, behind closed doors. You know, I mean, Don Jackson and Al Davis and Aaron Rodgers, you know, spending an hour and a half at the hotel, you know, Wednesday night. So that's the kind of stuff that you just got to keep working through. That's where the little things come in. And I thought he went in there and was poised, you know, and I like what he gave us.
Mike, you mentioned the offensive line. As you're trying to work through this, figuring out what you have for the running game and the short passes and how you're going to do it, how much does it help you to just see the way that offensive line is playing and have the confidence in that unit that you've got right now?
I mean, it's a very good offensive line. If you're just going off of how they performed so far this year, I think they're clearly one of the strengths of our football team. And, you know, last night's, you know, it's hard blocking or pass protecting 50-plus times. I mean, so, and that's why the importance of the run game is vital. You know, you still got to get up, you know, above 20, 25 attempts in a game. You always want to be north of 30 in an ideal football game. But, you know, we're putting a lot on their plate, and they delivered.
Two blips late in the game, but prior to the blocked field goal, Mason was off to the second best start of his career in terms of consecutive field goals to start a season. With his consistency and reliability over the last 4 years, how does that influence your thought process in a game?
Well, Mike, I think that's exactly why I kicked the field goal at 4th and 5 instead of just trying to close the game out there, because, you know, we missed the extra point before, and I clearly understand, you know, Mason and where he is in his career, because I've great confidence in him. You know, kick before the half in Dallas, you know, 62-63 yards, that's something you don't even blink about. That so that shows you the confidence that we all have in him. So go, you know, that field goal attempt was just more about just giving him another strike at it, get the protection cleaned up, and move on. And unfortunately, we had to block. And you know, he's so consistent. His personality definitely transforms on how he performs. So I'm glad he's our kicker.
What does a young guy like Darius Gunter show you when he can move on from a game that wasn't up to his par and just 4 days later handle a tough assignment like you?
Well, I think that shows you why he's been, you know, been given starter reps, you know, back in training camp. I mean, he's just such a, you know, tenacious competitor. And that's what you look for in your young players, is to take a step. So, you know, we talked all week about moving on, you know, cleansing ourselves from the Dallas loss, because, you know, just the basics of what we do and how we play and totally how we train and what we believe in, we're not there Sunday. So the ability to move on and just start clean against the Bears, and that was for everybody. And I thought our team did that, and he was a great example of it.
I'm sure there are some different factors that play into it, but what are the things that sort of contribute to having so many interceptions by linebackers this season relative to how many you have by the secondary?
Well, good point. I think interceptions, you know, a key thing I've always looked at, interceptions really, you know, not only, you know, who's getting them, but, you know, when do they happen in the game? You know, I think down the distance, time, you know, score game, particularly the route combination, I mean, those things, you know, all factor in the analysis. So, But I don't really have a just general term that I can give you a reason why I think.
Like, I know with Nick Perry, obviously the health is a big factor. But is there another factor, whether it's maturity, body composition, whatever, that has allowed him to do what he's done?
Well, he's, you know, just with A, being healthy, he's definitely in the best shape of his career. I think that's obvious to everybody. But maturity in this game, and really, you know, that whole outside linebacker elephant room. You know, Winston Moss does an outstanding job. I mean, if you look at his time here, his history here, his players always perform. They always improve. They get better. You're seeing it with Dayton making a shift over there. You see Nick, and you know his shift, and so it's happened time and time again. And Nick's very comfortable in what we're asking him to do. His versatility is very important. We're able to move him around and play, you know, him in different packages, and he's a tough matchup. I mean, he's a tough matchup for any tackle in this league.
You know, injuries obviously are maybe the deep web. Is there something else in play with Ty getting so many opportunities? I think he had about 16 snaps the first four games, and now he's like a go-to guy for you guys. I mean, is it something more than just the injury situation? That's what enabled Ty to get...
Well, if you look at our offense, you know, we started the first two games primarily no huddle, And we made a big switch in week three when we went to more standard huddle, more personnel groups, and the theory behind that was more getting everybody involved. I mean, we don't have a veteran, you know, perimeter group that's played together a long time. You have Jordy coming back. You know, if you looked at just, you know, the stress I thought that we put him under in Jacksonville and in Minnesota, no huddle, you know, primarily was not the best solution. So I think with that, you're seeing the other players get opportunities, you know, starting in week three. But now, because of injuries, it's maximized, and they're taking full advantage of it. And Ty is clearly at the front of the class. And I think Randall Cobb, just look at the opportunities that are being created for him, you know, which, you know, is outside of no huddle and vice versa. But the no huddle shifting gears back the other way for three series in the second half was outstanding. So the ability to have both, but it is important because it definitely takes advantage of, you know, our offensive line. Our quarterback is exceptional at it. But it also, you know, we're trying to use everybody, particularly in the perimeter. So that makes for a more versatile offense. I think it definitely makes us more explosive, and it's clearly fits the vision and the long-term plan of being successful throughout the season.
Going back to Nick, you've seen over the years just the things he's had to struggle through, deal with, injuries, staying healthy. You kind of feel like if he could have gone back and not had those injuries, this is kind of the Nick Perry we'd seen all along.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hypothetical. Yes, I think so. I mean, Nick is a very good football player. And I think like anything in this league, you really want to know what's going on, and particularly when one player playing against the next, just ask the locker room. I mean, he's always commanded a lot of respect in the locker room because, you know, when he was healthy, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, you could see it on the practice field. You could see it in his limited opportunities in the past. So, you know, we're now getting a full season of Nick, and I hope it keeps going because, once again, he's a heck of a football player, always has been.
We've asked you a number of times about the flexibility that Morgan Burnett gives you to play different positions. Is part of the reason why you guys like using him in sort of that dime role where he's inside in order to get some reps as well for Kentrell Bryce to get his athleticism onto the field?
Well, our safeties, you know, this is the deepest, you know, safety group I've ever seen in my career in the NFL. So, I mean, it's really, you know, not only they're good players, but they're versatile. I mean, how many times do you have safeties that can play two, maybe three positions? So, it's in what I think just a lot like the offense. The more players that you can play, the more versatility. It's a great long-term plan, but it also keeps you, you know, hopefully on the, you know, on the aggressive side of matching the offense, where you're not, you know, feel like you're just playing guys to play a scheme. You know, we're able to get in and stay in similar schemes but match people up. So, and our safety, particularly with Morgan, gives us that.
Now that you've passed the short week, what do you guys do from here going forward through the start of next week, schedule-wise?
Well, I mean, it's a 10-week stretch. I mean, I think that's, you know, stating the obvious. So, you know, we'll take the weekend. I got a couple analytics things we're going to look at, and some, you know, a little extra self scout. But, you know, we're game plan for Atlanta and really get we need to get into the routine of, you know, the flow of every week, and how you handle Mondays will be important. How you handle Wednesdays will be important when you forecast out of training your football team. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about health. And with that, we got to make sure we're training all 63 of our guys and make sure they're ready to go.